And joining us now is our good friend Jeff Hobson. He is the editor of Bengals.com, the official website of the Cincinnati Bengals. So, Jeff, want to start with this team's performance Monday night against the Ravens. Obviously not a good one, but what's the mood like in a short week of trying to turn things around very quickly?
Well, they're thankful it is a short week, Vic, because it's just something they don't want to think about. It was kind of stunning, especially on the defensive end, what happened. And so I think they're thinking the sooner the better they get back into this thing, because they know they get they can't lose two in a row in the division. So it's those must games come up pretty quick when you lose the opener.
And you talked about what went wrong, and particularly on the defensive end. What did go wrong on the defensive side, and how do they go about repairing it?
Well, I think we talked to Mike Zimmer, the defensive coordinator, today, and he thought they got rattled. And they had a hard time digging out of the hole, and by the time they got their feet back on the ground, it was done. And I think what they're going to do, what they have to do with Cleveland is, they have to, make sure they're ready from the first snap, And I think it's really a mystery what happened, Vic, and they got a veteran defense, they got a lot of talent on that defense. And yet to be rattled like that. But I think what they're pointing to is 2010, when the same thing happened to them in New England. And then they came back the next week, opened the division game like they do this week, and they held Baltimore to 10 points and 200 less yards and won the game. And I think that's what Zimmer is pointing to this week.
Now, when we look to to the overall scheme, as you said, Mike Zimmer, one of the top defensive coordinators in this league, and it's an aggressive physical bunch. When you see what happened with the Browns against the Eagles, they had their share of success with that physical front of theirs, particularly in boxing up things against the run and making it difficult for Trent Richardson. How do you envision the Bengals handling things against the Browns O-line again, which is trying to rebound from that performance against Philly?
I think they'll try to, they'll obviously try to make Whedon beat them. I mean, I think that's, it doesn't take a genius to figure that out. The Bengals start an interesting, stretch, Vic, where they play three of the next four games, they play a rookie quarterback. So, that's kind of interesting. Marvin Lewis is 9-9 against rookie QBs. So I think clearly they'll try to make they got a lot of regard for Whedon, obviously. But I think they've got to put their hat on something, and they have to stop the run. And Ray Rice chewed him up a little bit. But I think it's an interesting matchup, their offensive line against the Bengals defensive front. Bengals have been pretty talented up there, but they've been a little bit depleted, and they're hoping to get Carlos Dunlap back this week. He practiced today for the first time in about a month since he got hurt in the preseason opener. So to have him back will help them with their depth up there and their rotation. They like to rotate. And so I remember, they've had pretty good success in the trenches against the Browns. So I think they're hanging their hat on doing what they always do against Cleveland, which is they try to stop the run and run the ball.
Jeff Hobson, he is the editor of Bengals.com, the Cincinnati Bengals official website. Jeff, let's talk also about the secondary. Joe Flacco had some success, and certainly it looked like a different Ravens offense, aggressive attacking through the air more so than usual. Brandon Whedon is in search of a rebound from an awful rookie debut. Is that secondary, which it seemed as if, with some injuries and such back there and some issues, that the approach was more like the Bengals' emphasis was on maximum coverage, right, and maybe not doing a ton of blitzing just to help that secondary. Do you see that approach happening again Sunday?
Well, I don't think Zimmer's going to change up too much, Vic. I think he's going to still likes to come with a bunch of different pressures. He sent the corners a little bit. They're trying to get their safety situation figured out a little bit. I don't think Mays didn't play all that well. Their starter Taylor Mays, and they played a lot. We saw a lot of Jeremy Miles, who Mays is more of a run player. I think probably does real well at the line of scrimmage. Miles is more of a pass, more of a cover guy. So they're trying to get a mix there. They've been playing Nate Clements a lot at safety.
Yeah.
He's kind of a nose for the ball guy. So I think what they're going to do is they're going to pretty much, you're going to still see what Zimmer does, which is he mixes it up and he plays a lot of man. And I think he's still going to play a lot of man. And he's got a lot of faith in Hall and Clements. Terrence Newman had a little bit of a tough debut. But, Zimmer thinks a lot of him, and he almost came up. You know, he was about an inch away from being a hero last night, but Flacco put it right over his index finger had a big 20-yard play, whereas, like Newman said, it could have been, maybe another step, and he's going the other way for a touchdown. So, I mean, Zimmer made a big deal today about how he's got a lot of faith in these guys. He's got a lot of faith in that secondary. They made a lot of plays last year. Newman is a newcomer here, but made a lot of plays for Zimmer in 2000, back in the day, in his first 4 years in the league, 2003 to 6, back when he was a Pro Bowl level player. And I think he feels a little bit revived here. He had a pretty good preseason, so I think Zimmer's sticking, with a lot of man to man, and he'll come up with some funky, and also come up with some funky pressures.
Jeff, as far as the offense goes, the Bengals offense, Andy Dalton, this will be the third time the Browns get a look at him. A.J. Green, same thing. The two rookies who were so instrumental in those Cincinnati wins against Cleveland last year. How do you see their progress? And, do you think the Ravens' performance against Dalton was a sign of maybe that catching up to a guy in year two as a quarterback?
Now, I think, that's a hell of a defense. They do that to a lot of guys. For 2.5 quarters, that was Andy had him in the game, had it 17-13. And, Vic, how those Baltimore games go. You get down in the third quarter, and that's it. They're sending everybody. And that's kind of what happened. They cut it to 17-13, and the defense couldn't hold them again. It went to 24-13, and here came the pressure, and all of a sudden there's the pick to Reed, and it's over. So I think it's tough when Baltimore is your opener because they play such a unique style. They're such a tough team to play down there. Dalton could have played better, but I think he had him in the game. I think he's going to be a better quarterback because I think they're running the ball better. Vic, they're running the ball a lot better than they did last year, going off the one game. But I guess you can do it for some things and others, but I do think they're running. If you can run the ball like that against Baltimore, I think that's a pretty good sign that you can run the ball. And I think it's going to make Andy better.
And that's, you bring up the running game. Ben Jarvis Green Ellis taking over for Cedric Benson. There has to be a good feeling there that Ben Jarvis Green Ellis has stepped in and started with a real solid first game.
Oh yeah, he had 91 yards on 18 carries in two games last year. Cedric had 92 yards on 28 carries. So, they're hoping they get Bernard Scott back this week, who's a really, I think in Jay Gruden envisioned, their offensive coordinator envisions a little bit back by committee. So I think Green Ellis will get work, but I think Bernard Scott gets work too, and he kind of gives you a different dimension than the law firm. The law firm is, that straight ahead, no frills, bread and butter guy, and he was terrific down in Baltimore. No negative carries. We're hard to do against that club, and he converted four third and fourth short yardage, which this club had trouble with last year. But then they're hoping Sunday they'll be able to come back with the speed back, Bernard Scott. Vic, this series, Bengals have had success running the ball against the Browns ever since they came back into the league. In 26 games, they've had 16 100-yard games against them. So we know what the emphasis is going to be Sunday.
Yeah, I'm sure you're right about that. All right, Jeff, thank you so much, and we look forward to seeing you on Sunday in Cincy.
Sounds good, Victor. Thank you for having me on.
He is Jeff Hobson, the editor of Bengals.com, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, and much more is coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.